I've always hated the bloody chimneys. I swear, they get smaller and smaller every year. I could just use the door, but I'm a sucker for traditions. I squirm, wiggle, and crawl my way down. Thank God the fire was out. I heave my sack down the last stretch and finally breathe as I stand there in your living room. You've decorated nicely. Not too over the top, unlike the last house. You've even left a mince pie out for me. You'd think I'd be sick of them by now, but I love the damn things. Well, I'd better check the list. Let's just see who we have here. It's just the one young lady by the looks of it. Oh, we have a problem. All that effort to climb down here for nothing? Typical. Turns out she's on the naughty list. Something to do with prolific use of Gone Wild audio? Doesn't sound too bad, but rules are rules. I turn to leave when I hear footsteps behind me. Crap. I always hate those. Yes, I'm real. No, you can't have a picture. Santa, you scream as you run over towards me. Whoa now, little girl. Bit old for this sort of thing, aren't you? I pry your hands from around me and push you a step back. You're dressed in an adorable Christmas-themed dressing gown that just clings to your figure ever so slightly. The image reminds me of how Mrs. Claus used to look back when we were young. Her long golden locks, those fabulous perky breasts, and a pair of nice full lips. We used to have so much fun on my trips, always giving me sleigh head as I soar above the world. As I come back to the present, I realize you're staring underneath your tree. The expression on your face getting gradually more confused. Santa, where's my gift? Well, little girl, turns out you're on the naughty list. You've been a bad girl. But what did I do? That doesn't matter. I'm afraid your punishment has been decided. There'll be no gift for you this year. Your face shows surprise, then horror, turning towards sadness. Then finally, I notice the end of your lips start to curl up. Well, why don't you punish me in a different way? You turn and put your hands under the table behind you and bend over a little and look back at me. The hand reaches back and slowly starts pulling up your gown, revealing your slender legs. I'll take any punishment you can think of. The gown rises a little further, revealing your supple ass cheeks. And to my surprise, the gown is the only thing you're wearing. Now, normally, I'd just leave. But that little bit of nostalgia running through my head, reminding me of Mrs. Claus, beckons me to stay. Okay, but this will have to be pretty hard. I have to be sure you learn your lesson. I might even need to use this. I pull out my black leather-handled whip. I normally use it on those blasted reindeers, but you'll do this time. Oh, Santa, I'll do anything. Last chance, little girl, I raise my hand. Final warning. You, forever a cheeky little minx, wiggle your ass at me in response. You still were when the crack of leather colliding with skin echoed around the room. Leather always sounds far worse than it feels, but this still catches me off guard. I feel a little bit bad for hitting you so hard. So I try to make the next one a little bit less painful. You're only little after all. Another crack, this one a lot quieter. Is that it, Santa? Maybe you're getting old. My fist tightens around the handle and I try again. Crack. You let out a moan, at first surprise and pain, but quickly leading to pleasure. I smile and try again to inflict an adequate punishment. Again, you moan, louder, but a pleasurable overtone clearly audible. And again, the leather slaps against your bare skin. Still, you moan in pleasure. I just can't win with this girl. I might as well give up. There, your punishment is served. I spank your ass with my hand and cheekily grab a feel where my hand loiters. I guess you can have a gift now. Tell me, what would you like? You stand up and turn to face me. I want something special. You step forward. Something unique. Another step. Something no other girl has. I want to fuck Santa Claus. And with that, your gown drops to the floor. Coincidentally, so do you. Still stunned by your beauty, I try to take you all in, my mind conflicted over how I should proceed. You've undone my belt. I mean, you did ask for it. You even took your punishment. I feel your hand wrap around my cock. I can't not give you what you want, right? I mean, your tongue runs up the side of my shaft. No, I can't do this. I'm Santa Claus. I don't sleep with random women. Not since the 80s, anyway. I look down at you. I'm sorry, but your eyes flash up and lock onto mine. My cock now fully hard, sticking out of your mouth. Your tongue swirling around the head. Listen, you slide your mouth another inch down my shaft. You need to deeper into your mouth, I go. My eyes widen with surprise and pleasure. Fuck, look, you need yet another inch disappears inside you, your eyes still locked onto mine. I give up with words and have one last valiant attempt to stop this. I take a step back, but suddenly your nails dig into my cheeks as you pull me forwards, all the while pushing your mouth further down. Over 5 inches now inside you, nearly my full length. And as a result, my moral compass has been rendered useless. Your fingers ease up slowly, testing to see if I try to move, but you soon realize I have resigned my objections and will let you have your way with me. Slowly, you move your mouth back up to the head, and your tongue once again swirls around my cock. A hand moves from my ass and wraps around me, and slowly begins to stroke in time with your head. Again and again, your mouth takes me inside you, the pace building as your enthusiasm builds, until you fuck me furiously with those sweet lips. Oh God, I haven't been blown like this in years, I moan, as I try to keep my composure. Thank you, Santa, you say in a childlike voice. Why don't you return the favor? You stand in front of me, and once again bend over, hands on the table, your ass hanging high in the air. I remove my gloves and roll up my sleeves. There's no need to get your juices all over my fluffy cuffs. With a hand on each cheek, I spread your ass in front of me. My teeth dig into your ass, but turns into a kiss shortly after, before I run my tongue along your skin. I work my way towards your pussy and finally place one long lick on your lips. My hands move down and my thumb spread your lips, revealing your sweetness to me. The taste drives me wild, and my desire to devour you rises. My tongue flicking between your lips, darting around your clit, and gently probing into your pussy. Your juices taste even better than I imagined, even better than a batch of freshly baked sugar cookies. I tease you a little, moving away from your pussy as I torment you along your thighs, nibbling here and there, kissing softly, before going straight back to the clit. Taken by surprise, you moan with pleasure, and I feel your knees go weak. Fuck me, please, Santa, I need to be fucked. My tongue has one last defiant lick of your pussy before I stand up straight and move closer to you, my dick pressed against you, just teasing. Her hand reaches back and grabs my cock, a quick stroke, and then I find you pulling me into you. Your tight pussy resentfully stretches around my head as I slowly penetrate you, knowing resistance is futile. You press your ass against me as we fuck, moans even louder than before. My hand grabs your hair, wrapping it around my palm, and then pulling your head back, forcing you to stick your ass out. And your ass is swiftly greeted by my other hand, which slaps against the bare skin. Again and again, I enter you, my cock forcing its way into your pussy as we savagely fuck the night away. I want to see you fuck me, Santa. You cry between thrusts inside you. I pull out and flip you onto your back, lying across the table, your ass hanging ever so slightly off the end. I grab your legs and place them on my shoulders, allowing me to get my full length inside you with ease, and do just that. Your eyes look into mine as we start to fuck, but quickly lose control as you end up arcing your back and closing them. I pound into you over and over, forcing you into a complete state of ecstasy. Oh God, Santa, you're gonna make me come. Don't stop. Please don't stop. One of my hands loops around your thigh, and my thumb starts to play with your clit as I continue to fuck you as hard and as fast as I can. And soon you cry out as your pussy begins to contract around my cock, feeling your whole body give in to me as orgasm flows through you, pushes me to the edge. Where shall I come, little girl? Cover me in your cum center. Cover me in the Christmas spirit. I push your legs aside and feel them wrap around me as I grab my cock. I stroke furiously and cry, Santa is coming! As my cum shoots out of my cock, covering all of you from your face to your breasts and your stomach. We both stay in near silence, panting. Your tongue licks anything within reach of your mouth. So, have I been a good girl now, Santa? Far from it, little girl. You're a ho, ho, ho.